All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today I'm going to be answering some questions. I'm with a girlfriend for the past 6 years. She's 28 and I am 33. It's not a bad age, friend. She had one child before I had met her, and looks like the baby daddy is not really involved in the child's life. Shocker! And she wants to get married. What should I do? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Have you ever wondered what a world run by leftoids would look like? It would be a living nightmare.
All employees with a criminal record are now entered into the lottery. The winners are allowed the honor of sacrificing their lives to decrease CO2 emissions.
People are okay with that?
But it turns out that the best way to stave off Marxism is to mock it relentlessly and creatively with movies like Tag Conspiracy.
And now, with only a 15 to 20% discharge error rate.
Whistleblower Brett Mauser is back with his most hilarious and cinematic effort to date. And you can support free speech films like this by going to notsosane.com.
Yeah, let's do this!
Rent or buy a copy today. A link is in the Meat Gazer box.
As it stands now, you didn't go into detail in regards to have you been married before and so forth. Because there's a lot of variables here that you're going to have to take into account. And let's start here. No! Don't marry that woman. Okay? 50% of all first marriages end in divorce. And if there is a stepchild involved, that percentage goes up roughly 10 to 15% depending upon the studies you look at. All right, so just out of the gate, you're already right around 60% for that marriage to fail. All right, now she's 28. Chances are she wants you to slip a couple by the goalie. So in, you know, 4 to 5 years from now, you could have 2 or 3 more kids. And then that 60% chance of divorce hits. And then the rest of your life is going to be nothing but a supreme challenge. You're going to watch those hypothetical children that you haven't had with her yet grow up in fast forward. If you buy a house, there is a high probability you will lose it to her because you need to provide a place for the children to live. And on top of surrendering all of the equity in that house to the soon-to-be hypothetical ex-wife, you're going to have to pay child support. So let that sink in here. And I've seen several cases like this where the judge awards a house to the mother of the children. The house is worth $500,000, $850,000. The value that man is surrendering to her is not even used in any calculations whatsoever. So above and beyond losing all of those hard assets, you will have a minimum of 40% of your take-home pay basically impounded before you get to touch it, especially if she gets full custody, which odds are 85% of the time she will. And I'm going to be honest here. I've sat in on a lot of divorces, and I looked up a lot of the stuff in LexisNexis in regards to divorce and custody cases. And roughly 7% of the time, the mothers don't show up in court, so it's uncontested. So if you back that percentage out of it, a man will get custody of his children roughly 7 to 8% of the time. So That's insane. And also on top of that, if you're married to this particular person for more than 10 years, there are still states in the union that will make you pay alimony to her for life. So let's just let that sink in there. You're paying alimony for a woman that you no longer have relations with for the rest of her life. Child support, medical care, daycare for those children. And the daycare usually drops off when one of them gets around 12 to 14 years old, depending upon the state. Because they look at that child being able to look after the, you know, younger siblings. So, do not even entertain getting married in this environment, especially with how all of the males are being demonized, and especially all of the white males. Prenups, you're taking your chances there too, because the judge can just say, and throw it out whenever he wants. It doesn't have to give a reason. And trying to get that corrected on appeal takes a long time and is very expensive. So, my advice to you is when she starts pushing the marriage thing, you simply look at her and go, well, I'm never getting married, and this is why. And you tell her the facts. And then you bring up this stinging point here and say, I am not going to marry a single mother and have to use my resources and time and to raise another man's child. Now, if this woman was, say, a widow, and that might be a different story, because you're not going to have to have a baby daddy in the background that can pop up at any given time and cause all kinds of horse shit. And it's just a bad circumstance. These things happen. Other than that, it's not worth it, bro. Don't do it. Next one. All right. This one is actually pretty substantial. I'll read it to the part here. Let's see. My name is Sergeant. Not going to tell his name. I went to the VA roughly 6 months ago after I broke my leg playing softball with a company team. Okay, it happens. He goes into some detail of how he broke it, but that's not really important here. But I fractured my left leg below the knee about 4 inches while sliding in. All right, I didn't read that. When I went in to get the cast put on, that did imaging studies and found a small mass 2 centimeters above the fracture to the bone in my leg. Okay, and since that time, I have followed all their instructions. I've made appointments to get follow-on treatment or second opinions, and I've been unsuccessful. I've made 2 appointments, both of which were canceled 2 days prior and 1 week prior to the appointment date and time group. All right, well, it sounds to me, from the information in that email, that you might have bone cancer or some type of tumor growing in your leg. Now, typically, people don't break legs sliding into home or any other plate, and that mass is probably leaching minerals from the bone and causing them to weaken, which caused the crack in the bone. Okay, I'm not a doctor, but I know the deal. I've had friends of mine or soldiers I've known get similar things, and the good news is, if they catch it early enough, they can pretty much take care of it. The bad news is, there's a very high probability that you're going to be shopping for new, sexy, softball-running artificial legs and join the ranks of a circle walker. It's better than dying. All right, now getting the VA to do anything is very, very tricky. You're probably going to have to write a nasty gram to your governor of your state senate and representatives, your federal senator and your federal representatives, explaining to them the fact of the direness of this situation, and include in that the information sheet on, you know, what was seen in the imaging. And I can almost guarantee you that if you write those letters and you include copies of all those letters and mail them directly via, you know, FedEx or certified U.S. mail to the person who runs the entire VA, you're going to get your appointment. It's going to happen. And they will see you. Or they will issue you a waiver to seek whatever medical attention you need for that situation from outside providers, and they pick up the bill. All right. The VA has... It's basically socialized medicine, and we've had nothing but problems with the VA for decades and decades, pretty much since the end of World War II. Okay, so if you are a fan of socialized medicine, get more of the same, except that will be for everyone. Not getting appointments, people dropping the ball, nobody taking it serious, having to wait in huge queues, and you might have time-sensitive, fatal illness brewing within you, and by the time you do get in front of a provider, it's too late. It's spread throughout your body, and all they can really do is watch it and provide pain meds until it's time for the big hoorah.